Ohio State coming up. That game, by the way, Maryland sends out the press release today. 3:30 kickoff, Big Ten Network. But joining us now to talk about Maryland and everything else going on in this landscape of college football from palmbrackets.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. And Jerry, first of all, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing all right. And look, Terps are 4-0, and we know Malik Washington getting all the national hubbub, and rightfully so. But Zaire Mathis, Sidney Stewart, two freshman defensive players having monster seasons so far. You got O'Hara, the freshman kicker, doing some good things. And granted, Wisconsin's not the Barry Alvarez Badgers, but it's still a win on the road nonetheless. So yeah. How are we judging the Turtles here through the first four?
Yeah, pretty good, I think. I didn't quite put them in the bowl projections this week, but they're one win away and maybe even could change even during the bye week, depending on what some of their future opponents do that might look more favorably for Maryland. But, yeah, they're pretty close to that. And I think that going into the season, you know, that was not a bowl. The bowl possibilities were probably less than 50-50. So they've really done a nice job. That was an impressive win at Wisconsin, and not just that they won at Wisconsin, but just the dominant way they did. It was that game was over by halftime, and you know, you were talking about not being Barry Alvarez's team. They may not be Luke Fickell's team much longer either. It's a hire that made sense, and for whatever reason, it's not working out. So I don't know how much longer we'll have Luke Fickell there. It's, you know, we've already had, what, three coaches, I think, fired this year already? And, you know, there's more. You know, Mike Gundy's having rough year. And he's 20 years on the job at Oklahoma State. And they were bad last year. They're bad this year. You know, Sam Pittman at Arkansas, maybe. You know, guys that I think the hot seat has been especially busy early in the season this year.
Now, Jerry, before we get into why Clemson's not one of the teams lighting the world on fire, what about Indiana here and Fernando Mendoza? He's got 14 touchdowns, no picks. They just totally run Illinois out of Bloomington as they, you know, Cignetti's certainly following up and then some that great year of 2024. What about this Hoosier mania that's happening? Is, believe it or not, it looks like the football team's got brighter upside, at least for this season, than the basketball team might have.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Of course, they got a new coach for basketball, Darren DeVries. But, that's their best win since Cignetti got there, unquestionably their best win. Because last year they didn't play anybody. And when they did, they got pretty well dominated. But, you know, that was a top-10 team that went into their place and just got annihilated. And I'm taking some credit for that because that was my upset of the week. I picked Illinois to win as a 6-point underdog. So, I don't know that I do that, been doing upset of the week for a while now, and I don't know that I've ever missed so badly in terms of the upset of the week. But that was just a completely dominant performance by Indiana, and, you know, they're sending a message. They're gonna get some better tests than Illinois, and, you know, Illinois was a pretty good test, but they have to go to Oregon. They have to go to Penn State, so we'll see. But this is a team that obviously looks like they're headed for a good bowl game at the very least. And if they can put together maybe a one-loss season, a spot in the college football playoff.
Hey, Jared, speaking of Oregon and speaking of Penn State, they're playing each other Saturday night. What are you expecting in that one?
I'm expecting Penn State to do what they normally do at home, and that's win that game. But that's, you know, that should be a fun game because, you know, both teams are so explosive offensively. And normally, you know, Penn State, we think of Penn State as being kind of a defense first program. But recently, they've been pretty explosive offensively as well. So that could end up being a pretty fun game. And I'm not sure if that's their whiteout game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that's, you know, Oregon's going into a play, first of all, an environment they've never been in. And the max of that environment. So I don't really pick against Penn State at home or much, but and certainly not in a whiteout game. So I like Penn State to win what should be a pretty competitive and perhaps high-scoring game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we got a good schedule this Saturday, Jared. I mean, there's a lot of good competitive games, you know, and Georgia, Alabama, that should be an interesting one too.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that's, well, let's find out about Alabama, right? We already know, you know, they went to Florida State and got beat to start the season. So, you know, if Alabama's going to try and salvage a run at the college football playoff, this becomes a really important game for them. And it's always an important game because, you know, you're trying to win the SEC and all of that. But, you know, this is a really important game for Alabama and for Kalen DeBoer in trying to, you know, get this program going and, I guess, keep it going in the direction that Nick Saban had it. It's asking a lot to do that. But that's what is expected at Alabama. You're supposed to compete for SEC titles, national titles. You know, that's the standard at Alabama. And, you know, 9-3, while great at a lot of places, is not going to get it done at Alabama.
Jerry Palm joining us, palmbrackets.com. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Clemson, ranked number 4 in the country in the preseason. Oh, just so many weeks ago. They lose at home. Syracuse gets them. The Notre Dame transfer, Angeli, had a big game. He's had a big year, quite frankly. Klubnik, I mean, he got the window dressing stats. But what the hell's going on with the Clemson Tigers, who everyone thought was, air quotes, back this year?
Well, I mean, where did they go? Well, I guess, you know, they were not maybe up to their usual standard last year, but they still made the playoff, had to win the league to do it, but they won the league. That's what we expect from Clemson. Well, it, you know, and I had them high up in my preseason bowl projections, too, for the college football playoff. And this week, they're not in a – I don't have them projected for a bowl at all. I don't know where the wins are coming from at this point. It seems like the wheels have come completely off. There's a lot of season left, and they have talented guys, but I don't know, team chemistry thing, you never really know, but it doesn't appear to be a talent problem, and it doesn't appear to be a significant injury problem. So there's just something in the juice there that's just not working.
Jerry Palm, tell everyone about palmbrackets.com as we head into week 5, believe it or not, of the college football season already.
Yeah, it's my site for football, college football and basketball coverage, especially the postseason, bowl projections every week, playoff projections, of course, and basketball season gearing up here pretty soon, too. So I'm getting all the schedules entered in before long. Basketball will be upon us, and both of our fan bases will be looking forward to that.
No doubt about that. Jerry, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thanks.
Jerry Palm, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, live from Brew Brothers. Dad at Horseshoe Casino coming up at 2. And then it's Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show starting at 5. We got you covered with the Ravens and already withdrew money from my bank account, so I can't wait to go down there and gamble before the show.